From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's a tempting idea. Learn something while you sleep, such as a foreign language or math.
You are about to learn your timetables, which is so very easy because you are such an intelligent person.
Well, while Learn While You Sleep programs like that one might claim to be successful, there is not much evidence that sort of thing works. But as NPR's John Hamilton reports, a new study in the journal Science suggests it may be possible to bolster memories of things you've already learned while you nap.
Just to be clear, scientists do not believe you'll ever be able to learn Urdu while snoozing.
I still wouldn't buy any of those things that you see on late-night TV.
John Rudoy is a researcher at Northwestern University. He says the new study builds on decades of research showing that sleep helps the brain process memories.
When you take a nap or have a full night's sleep after learning something, you're actually better at it the morning after.
Rudoy and his colleagues thought it might be possible to get a sleeping brain to focus on strengthening specific memories. So they got a dozen volunteers to look at a series of 50 different photos, flashed one at a time on a computer screen.
A tea kettle was one, a cat was another one, a train was one.
Each of the 50 photos appeared in a unique location on the screen. The cat was in one spot, the tea kettle in another. And each image had a very brief sound cue. The goal was to learn the proper location for each image. After a few practice rounds, the volunteers took a test and scored pretty well. Then they took a nap. Once a volunteer was deeply asleep, the scientists played a series of sound cues for some, but not all, of the images. Rudoy says after the volunteers woke up, they took the test again.
And it turns out that they were a little bit better, a little bit more accurate at placing the photographs that had been cued while they were asleep than they were at placing the photographs that had not been cued while they were asleep.
Rudoy says the volunteers didn't remember what they'd heard while they slept, but apparently their brains did.
It got in somehow and seemed to strengthen the particular memories that were associated with those sound cues.
The effect was pretty modest, and the result didn't suggest that you can learn something completely new during sleep. But James McGaugh, a memory expert at the University of California, Irvine, says it's still a pretty startling finding.
What it suggests is that there's a way of providing additional information during sleep that will strengthen memories that have been previously formed.
McGaugh says most research on sleep and memory has focused on a process called consolidation. That's how the networks in our brain gradually integrate stuff that seems important. Studies have suggested that consolidation takes place during REM sleep, which is when we dream. But this study played sounds for people who were in so-called slow wave or deep sleep. And McGaugh says he's puzzled by one of the results, the finding that hearing sound cues while awake did not provide the same memory benefit as hearing them while asleep.
Is this interesting and is it provocative? Yes. Does it fit into the standard sleep consolidation literature? No, it doesn't fit neatly and nicely into that. It's something new.
And still unproved. But it could mean the sounds we hear during sleep do, somehow, affect our brains. John Hamilton, NPR News.